News of the Church and Comment. New missions created, others combined. On the 1st of July, 2002, seven new missions will begin operating in the United States and Western Africa. Five other missions will be combined with neighboring missions, bringing the total number in operation to 335. The new missions are the Arizona Mesa Mission, the Colorado Springs Mission, the Texas Lubbock Mission, the Washington Kennewick Mission, the Cape Verde Prairie Mission, the Nigeria Ibadan Mission, and the Nigeria Uno Mission. The Austria Vienna Mission will combine with the Germany Munich Mission to form the Germany Munich Austria Mission. The Netherlands Amsterdam, Switzerland Geneva, and Belgium Brussels missions will be realigned to form two missions, the Belgium Brussels Netherlands Mission and the Switzerland Geneva Mission. The England-Bristol mission will be combined with the England-Birmingham, England-London, and England-London-South missions. The Italy-Padova mission will be absorbed by the Italy-Milan and Italy-Rome missions. Much of the Portugal-Lisbon-North mission will be combined with the Portugal-Lisbon-South mission to form the Portugal-Lisbon mission. The remaining portion of the Lisbon-North mission will become part of the Portugal-Porto mission. According to Elder Charles Didier of the Presidency of the 70, Executive Director of the Missionary Department, the change will allow more missionaries to serve in areas where there is a greater need for them. Finally, the name of the Lithuania Vilnius Mission is being changed to the Baltic Mission. This mission, headquartered in Riga, Latvia, includes the countries of Latvia, Estonia, and Lithuania. Stake missions recently dissolved. In an effort to bolster member missionary and fellowshipping efforts, the First Presidency recently dissolved stake missions and instructed bishops and branch presidents to directly oversee all missionary and retention responsibilities in their units. By dissolving stake missions, the responsibility and accountability for missionary work now rests with individual wards and branches. The callings of ward mission leader and ward missionary will now be extended on a ward level rather than a stake level, under the direction of the bishop or branch president. Ward mission leaders will report directly to the bishop rather than a stake leader and will continue to coordinate the missionary efforts of the unit. Ward missionaries will continue to prepare people to be taught the gospel, fellowship investigators and new members, teach new member discussions, and encourage members. Callings are no longer issued for a specified term of service, and ward missionaries no longer wear name tags. New family history products for European genealogy announced. The Family and Church History Department recently announced two new tools to assist people with genealogy work. Sweden, Finding Records of Your Ancestors, Part A, and the British Isles Vital Records Index, Second Edition. Sweden, Finding Records of Your Ancestors, Part A. This new booklet features easy-to-follow instructions, colorful graphics, and tear-out worksheets to assist in researching Swedish roots. The publication is designed for those who have already gathered and organized some information from their family and are ready to search public records. The 20-page guide introduces a new strategy on how to go from one record to another, providing simple, expert advice every step of the way. It explains different types of records in Sweden and tells when and how to use them. Users will learn where to start, how to find and use Swedish records, and what unique elements to look for. It is ideal for people who have limited genealogical experience or little time to do research. Sweden, Finding Records of Your Ancestors, Part A, covers the period from 1860 to 1920, Part B, which will be available in 2003. We'll cover additional time periods and research strategies. More guides in the Finding Records of Your Ancestors series will be published in 2002, including those for the British Isles, Finland, France, Germany, Hungary, Iceland, Italy, Japan, Mexico, Norway, Poland, Spain, and Switzerland. Additional guides for African American, American Indian, and Pacific Islander research will follow. Denmark, Finding Records of Your Ancestors Part A was released earlier this year. British Isles Vital Records Index, 2nd edition. Millions more birth, christening, and marriage records from selected parishes in the British Isles, some dating back more than 450 years, are now available on compact disc. The British Isles Vital Records Index, 2nd edition, updates and includes the British Isles Vital Records Index Resource File, released in 1998. The second edition adds approximately 7.3 million birth and christening records to the index for a total of 12.3 million. Spanning an appropriate time period from 1530 to 1906, this new set of 16 compact discs contains names from England, Wales, Scotland, Ireland, and the Isle of Man. These CDs may save families hundreds of hours of time and painstaking research. The process is as simple as typing in a name, said Elder D. Todd Christofferson, Executive Director of the Family and Church History Department. The CD set also includes the most recent version of the Family History Resource File Viewer Program. Other features include a parent search, bookmarking, print options, and GEDCOM export. The second edition of the British Isles Vital Records Index, item number 50126, United States $20, and Sweden, Finding Your Ancestors Part A, 36579, United States $3.25, are available through church distribution centers or at www.familysearch.org. Appointments. Leon T. Ballard and Flora Miller Ballard, Snowflake 6th Ward, Snowflake, Arizona Stake, have been called as president and matron of the Snowflake, Arizona Temple. Aaron A. Call and Catherine Grosbeck Call, Edgemont 14th Ward, Provo, Utah, Edgemont Stake, have been called as president and matron of the Monterey, Mexico Temple. J. B. Jensen and Alice Edwards Jensen, Lubbock 4th Ward, Lubbock, Texas Stake, have been called as president and matron of the Lubbock, Texas Temple. Donald R. MacArthur and Donna Hall MacArthur, Country Park 3rd Ward, South Jordan, Utah, Country Park Stake, have been called as president and matron of the Kona, Hawaii Temple. Elder James M. Paramore, an emeritus general authority, has been called to preside over the missionaries and volunteers in the Family and Church History Department at church headquarters. Elder Paramore's wife, Helen Heslington Paramore, will serve as his companion. First meeting houses dedicated in Sri Lanka, Serbia, and India. The first meeting houses in Sri Lanka, Serbia, and India have recently been dedicated, blessing the faithful saints in these countries. Sri Lanka. Sri Lanka's first meeting house was dedicated on the 2nd of December 2001 in Colombo by Elder John B. Dixon of the 70, Second Counselor in the Asia Area Presidency. More than 300 members of the Colombo, Sri Lanka district and neighboring branches attended the dedication. The church has been in Sri Lanka for 24 years. The Colombo district was formed on the 22nd of October 2000, and the groundbreaking for the meeting house took place that same day. There are two branches in Colombo. I am delighted with the culmination of this long prayed-for event, says Colombo District President Sunil Arsalarate. We will look for a stake here in the future. Serbia. The first meeting house in Serbia was dedicated on the 19th of January 2002 in Beograd. Elder Douglas L. Callister of the 70, Europe Area East President, gave the dedicatory prayer. Approximately 150 church members, government officials, and community members attended the meeting. Members of the community were also invited to an open house preceding the dedication and provided information about the church. Missionaries arrived in what is now Serbia during the 1980s. Because of ongoing civil conflict, the presence of full-time missionaries in Serbia has been sporadic. But local members have faithfully upheld the church throughout the country's turbulent times. For the saints of Serbia, this was a reward for all they have lived through and endured during the last 10 years, said Slajan Mahijevic, president of the Beograd branch, speaking of his branch's new building. The new meeting house is a remodeled villa building in the early 1930s. It is located in the center of the city and is surrounded by several foreign embassies. This building houses the Lord's Embassy, says Dragomir Savic, Beograd district president. India. Elder H. Brian Richards of the 70, president of the Asia area, dedicated India's first meeting house on the 2nd of February, 2002. The new building serves the Raja Mandri branch of the Hyderabad India district. More than 400 members, many from as far as Bangalore, a 10-hour train ride, attended the dedication. The local community also welcomed the new meeting house. More than 2,300 people attended an open house held prior to the dedication. Hosted by Carl E. Nelson, president of the India Bangalore Mission, visitors in groups of 10 to 20 were escorted by the full-time missionaries and branch members through classrooms and the chapel. By the end of the tour, the visitors had heard the first two missionary discussions, learned the role of church auxiliary programs, and received an invitation to sign up for a copy of the Book of Mormon. On the first Sunday after the open house, 50 children attended primary. Not even 10 of them were church members. Most were visitors from the surrounding area. Several adults visited as well. The people are astonished at this miracle from Heavenly Father, said Padmadadam Shalante, president of the Rajamundry branch. The Rajamundry branch was formed early two decades ago with 38 members. The branch now numbers more than 400. In the spotlight, BYU president elected to National Education Board. Elder Merrill J. Bateman, a member of the 70 and president of Brigham Young University, was recently elected to the Board of Directors of the National Association of Independent Colleges and Universities, NAICU. NAICU represents more than 900 private colleges and universities on policy issues with the United States federal government. Primary Teacher 90 has taught three generations. After continually serving more than 50 years in her ward's primary, Eva Mae McAllister, 90, was honored at a recent gathering by dozens of her former and current primary students. A member of the Copperton Ward, South Jordan, Utah, Glenmore Stake, Sister McAllister has taught three generations of children, including those from less active families and families of other faiths. Among the children Sister McAllister helped to activate are many returned missionaries and several bishops and stake patriarchs. Latter-day Saint wrestler has perfect NCAA record. Cale Sanderson wrestled 159 times during his collegiate wrestling career at Iowa State University and came off victorious every time. His wins made him the first wrestler ever to achieve an undefeated record and to take 4 United States National Collegiate Athletic Association titles. A member of the Iowa State University branch, Ames Iowa Stake, Brother Sanderson, completed his college career on the 23rd of March with a 12-4 victory in the 197-pound weight class of his 4th NCAA tournament. He also has been voted most outstanding wrestler of all 4 NCAA championships and awarded the Dan Hodge Trophy, the equivalent of the United States Football Heisman Trophy, 3 times. Twice he has received academic All-American honors. Cale, who grew up in Heber City, Utah, hopes to compete in freestyle wrestling in the 2004 Summer Olympic Games in Athens, Greece. Cale's father, Steve Sanderson, says wrestling has pretty much been a family affair. Brother and sister Sanderson coached and assisted their 4 sons in their high school wrestling, in which all 4 brothers won state championships. Comment. Call for articles. Do you have an original family home evening lesson or activity idea? How about an effective way to plan the evening? If so, the Ensign would like to hear your idea for possible inclusion in our random sampler department. Submissions should contain how-to instructions as well as an explanation of how the experience has helped you or your family. a short submission of no more than 2 double-spaced pages is preferred. Please send your submission by the 31st of August, 2002. While we are not able to acknowledge receipt of individual manuscripts, authors whose stories are selected for publication will be notified. Please mail submissions to Ensign Editorial, 24th floor, 50 East North Temple Street, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150-3224, or send them via email to cur-editorial-ensign@ldschurch.org. Put Family Home Evening at the top of your submission or in the subject line. Be sure to include your name, address, and telephone number. If you want your manuscript to be returned, please enclose a self-addressed stamped envelope. Strength in Troubled Times. To all those responsible for the wonderful articles in the Ensign magazine, we would like to express our thanks and gratitude. The articles have been a strength to us in these troublesome times. We know you are following the promptings of the Holy Ghost. Clem J. and Larry Thompson, Rexburg, Idaho. Thanks for a hymn. Thank you for including the hymn, "Mid the Stillness of the Night," in the April 2002 Ensign. I sat down at my piano today and played it through. It is a beautiful hymn, perfect for Easter. I have often wished that the Ensign would publish more hymns and songs like "The New Era" and "Friend." Please let this one be one of many hymns you publish. Emily Milner, Linden, Utah. Stake Organized Earlier. I read with considerable interest the article, "A Branch of Faith in the Forest," April 2002. Many of us here in Whatcom County know of the members mentioned. Theirs is a noble and distinctive pioneer heritage. I did want to point out that the Bellingham, Washington stake was not organized in 1994, as was mentioned in the article, but in 1981. The stake was first organized with 5 wards and a dependent Sunday school on the Lummi Indian Reservation. Eugene C. Hatch, Bellingham, Washington. Inspiration to Change. I have not been active in the church for quite some time. I was recently skimming through the pages of the Ensign when I came upon various articles concerning problems I have been facing in my life. As I was reading the articles, I began to cry. For so long I did not realize my unhappiness came from the poor choices I made. But now I feel the importance of repentance and forgiveness. I just want to express gratitude for helping my understanding grow into a desire to change. Name withheld. Wrong photo. The Gospel Classics article entitled "The Origin of Man," February 2002, was a 1909 First Presidency statement from President Joseph F. Smith, President John R. Winder, and President Anthony H. Lund. However, the photo that appeared with the article pictured a later First Presidency, namely President Joseph F. Smith, President Anthony H. Lund, and President John Henry Smith. This First Presidency served from 1910 to 1911. Jonathan Plowman, Bountiful, Utah. Editor's note: the correct photo of the 1909 First Presidency appears below and in the Internet version of the Ensign on the church's website at www.lds.org. End of News of the Church and Comment.